said your son is working with the U.S. Marshal, is that right?
Yes, he is. His quarters are at Macon, Georgia. His post duty is at Macon, Georgia.
Does he have occasion to carry a gun?
Yes, he carries one at all times.
Do they always fire live ammunition?
No, on the firing range. I understand they just use blanks, you know, when they're on the firing range.
I see. Well, Jim, does he have a place around here he can play in the summer?
Oh, yes. He has a big yard, and then there's an extra lot.
Is there a parking lot, a school
playground?
Playground up here anywhere, a schoolyard?
Yes, about
3
blocks.
What does he like to play on?
Oh, he enjoys any of the playground equipment. He enjoys bike riding and skating and just anything boys like he likes.
What's that thing that, you know, you have
a board,
a long board, and there's a person on each side and they go up and down on a
seesaw. Yes, it's been a long time since I've seen a seesaw, though. They don't have them in the playground that we have up here.
What about those old play things that children used to have with a plank and it's anchored in the middle of a post or a stump and they spin around and around on it? It's not just like a seesaw, but it goes around.
A merry-go-round type thing.
Do you know any other names for it? What else would you call it?
No, I really don't remember.
Would you call it a merry-go-round?
Yes, I think that's what we always call them, a merry-go-round.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it, or some children use tires or something, what would you call this?
Oh, we call them tree swing. Uh-huh. A lot of fun.
What would you carry coal in?
A bucket. Coal bucket.
Okay. A small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in the front and two wheels, two handles.
I think those are. We have one in the back, don't we, Jim? Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, do you ever have to cut your tall grass down? Do you have to use anything besides
a
lawn
swing blade,
You don't let it get that high, though, do you?
No, try not to, it is great.
When your lawnmower gets a little squeaky, what do you have to do to it?
I don't do anything to it. My husband puts oil on it.
What about that stuff that's not oil, but it's hard and solid and black that you have to use in the car, too? You take it down and have
a grease job?
If Charlie were to get this grease all over his hands, he'd say, I got my hands
greasy, very greasy.
Now, you were talking about the other kind of grease, and you said that was the kind you put on the door hinge or on your sewing machine would be what?
That would be oil. Uh-huh.
You remember a long time ago the kind of lamps that people used to have in houses, and they had fuel in them with the, they might burn them in lamps and with a wick?
Yes, my aunt had some of those too. They're kerosene oil lamps.
What might you call a lamp that it has just a rag and a bottle and you might hold it up at night, especially like on 4th of July or sometime at night? It's much larger. You just have a rag with some kerosene on it and you hold it up.
I have heard of those, but I really don't know what they're called, Lois. Possibly a torch.
I think so. That's what they're called. Where does the toothpaste come in?